Hello?
Yeah, hi. Am I speaking with Cody?
Yep.
Hey, Cody. This is Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing this Monday?
Pretty good, man. How about you?
Another day in paradise. Thank you for asking. Sorry about earlier. I guess something was going on with the transfer or whatnot, but at least I got you on the line now. So Google Guarantee, have you heard of this platform before? Do you already know how it works?
All I know is it makes companies pop up higher on Google, right?
It does. It does. And not only that, so it's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google, and it really is the best lead program on the market currently. Okay, and here's why.
Oh, yeah.
So those leads, right, from Google Guaranteed, they're only sent to you. So you don't, like, share the lead with other companies.
Oh, yeah.
And it comes through via phone call, right? Now, the kicker on it, the kicker on it, and this is really, like, why it's getting so popular, you only pay for qualified leads. So when that lead calls you, right, if you schedule an appointment with the lead, like, if you schedule an estimate, or if you quote them over the phone, give them pricing, right? Those are the only two things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for.
Dude, that's awesome.
Isn't it? It's amazing, man. Now, just to kind of like elaborate on that a little more, when they call, right, it's going to come through on your phone as LSA lead. So you'll know it's a Google guaranteed lead coming through. And every company that qualifies for that platform, it's not your phone number. It's a Google rotating number, which is recorded by, like, an AI, like Google Bots, which automatically pick up if it's qualified or unqualified. So if they call and it's like a solicitation call, or it's just, like, dead air, you never speak to the person, out of your radius or service you don't provide, you're automatically not charged for those leads. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Does that make sense?
Yeah, man, this sounds too good to be true, man.
So, since we started it 3 years ago, we have 100% retention rate on these accounts. Like, it really is amazing, you know? But,
One second. So, like, they would have to click on, so I guess they look it up on Google, right? HVAC companies near me.
Right.
They would find the company they want, and then if they clicked on our company, that's whenever it would forward it, right?
Exactly. Not only a click, they would have to call you. So you're not paying per click. You have to actually speak to them on the phone and either schedule an appointment or if you quote them over the phone.
Awesome.
All right. Now, one other key benefit to this, too, is you could target as far as you want as long as you're licensed and insured for the areas you're targeting. So when I pulled up the requirements, right, the main reason they call it Google Guaranteed isn't just because it's guaranteeing you leads, Cody. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work, right? So it does show me that licensing and insurance is required. So is the company still currently insured and licensed?
Absolutely.
Awesome. All right. Also, any face-to-face employees, okay? In other words, if you guys have a big crew of guys, but you and Chris are the main guys, like, talking to the clients, it would just be you, but you would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
As far as any other employees you're saying, or if you're saying it's just me and Chris, you have to go through it with the main one talking.
So if you have a bunch of face-to-face employees, like, let me just flat out ask you, do you have a crew, or is it just you two?
So we do have a guy who's a face-to-face employee.
Okay. So to speed up the background check process, what you guys can do is you could put two owners or one owner, however you want to list it. You put zero field workers, okay? And then the background check is only needed on the person you put on it. Does that make sense?
So if me and Chris put our names on there, it would only be for us.
It would only be for you two that would have to do the background check, correct?
And every employee wouldn't need that background check.
No. So the way around that, okay, I'm the main person that sets Google Guaranteed up, so you're talking to the right person. So to kind of speed up the background check process, instead of having to get all your employees, like, information and, you know, their approval to run the background, all you do is you put zero field workers on there. We don't put zero field workers on your Google Guaranteed profile, and Google doesn't have, like, a van driving around checking up on it, you know? So you, like, you'll be good. All you do is just put zero field workers to one or two owners, whichever you guys want to do, and then the background check's only on you guys.
Okay.
All right, perfect. And I'll walk you through that stuff too. So background check would be fine though, right?
Absolutely.
Awesome, awesome. I always feel awkward asking that one, but I have to, you know.
We ain't got a wreck.
All right, good. All right, so you're licensed, you're insured, you'll pass the background check, so you do qualify for the Google Guaranteed program. I'm sure you want to know what your lead fees would be, right?
Right.
So I got those pulled up. Okay. So for the HVAC vertical, vertical just means category. You're going to have a list of subcategories you can have on or off, and I'll go through that in a second. But the cost per qualified lead, it's at $56 per lead.
That's not bad.
Okay. Now, Google does require a minimum budget. Okay. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like, okay? But the minimum I'm required to tell you about, that's at $728.
Hey, that's fine, man.
Right. And that's for 13 leads. So, like, the way that works is it rolls over. So let's say you do the minimum budget requirement at 13 leads, and you get 13 qualified leads. You scheduled an estimate or quoted each lead that came through. The following month, you'll be charged $728 to replenish your lead budget. Okay?
You're saying...
Go ahead.
But it's only if... Let's say I didn't... They didn't fulfill my whole budget the month prior. Let's say I have a $1,000 budget, they fulfill $500 of it. They're only going to charge me another $500 the next month to refill it.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to go over. You got it down. So, like... I always use one lead as an example just to make the math easier, you know, for myself primarily. But let's say you took on one qualified lead and you decided to pause your leads for whatever reason, or let's just say you guys only got one qualified lead that month. The following month, you're not charged $728. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $56.
Sweet. That's awesome.
All right, perfect. Now, we do not charge whatever lead budget you set until we finish the Google Guaranteed application process. This is where we submit your license, your insurance, run the background check, and have your Google reviews transferred to the Google Guaranteed profile, okay? Now, what we send in writing is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks, but I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here. When you get everything to us ASAP, Cody, like I'm talking day one, usually we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks, realistically. Perfect. Now, we do charge, there's a one-time application/management fee. So you pay this one time, you never have to pay it again. It's not like a renewal fee. That one-time application fee is for $250.
All right.
So first thing I'm going to do, everything we just went over, I'm going to send this off to you in writing. The email I have on file is the admin@climate-cares.com. Is that the best one?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. All right. So you're going to get an email titled Google Guaranteed. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to reply to that email with your vertical, which just means your category, your cost per qualified lead, what the minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste all your subcategories in your vertical too. That way you could see them in writing, okay?
Awesome.
All right, so just give me 1 second. Let me just pull these subcategories up. Okay, now a heads up on the subcategories, okay? You're going to see a big list of them. You do not have to turn them all on. You're only going to want to turn the type of jobs that you want. So, like, you'll see AC maintenance, install AC, repair AC. Like, the list goes on and on. And I'm going to use one as an example. Let's say you don't want repair ducts and vents on, right? You would just leave that off is how it would work. Okay?
Right. I got you.
All right. Perfect. Service radius. How far do you want to target for Google Guarantee?
I would say 30-mile radius. But make sure it can't enter Alabama.
Okay. Cannot enter Alabama. My wife's actually in Alabama right now. She's coming back tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, her sister lives out there. They're having like a baby shower or whatever, you know, so she's going to be back tomorrow. But, man, my son got sick, though, and I got sick, so we're like, where's mom, you know? Yeah, we had football in the rain on Saturday, you know, so I think that's what did it. All right, so cannot enter Alabama. So 30-mile radius, but we're cutting off at Alabama. What they'll do is they'll verify, like, the cities, too, okay?
All right.
Now, the leads, right, are going to forward to your phone. Which phone do you want those leads going to?
All right, so we have a company phone, and I would imagine if we have that phone number on file, it would probably pop up as, because we have it listed as our business name, so I would imagine the call would come through under that name if we put that number in there, right?
It would. So the calls are going to come through as LSA lead for Google Guaranteed, so you'll know it's a Google Guaranteed lead when it comes through.
We'll see. What happens is any time somebody calls our business phone number, it directs to one of our personal phones. So would
Perfect.
It still do that, I'm guessing?
It would still do that, absolutely.
All right, sweet. So the number is going to be 850-613-1771.
Perfect. All right, 850-613-1771. Awesome. I had that in the notes here, too. I just wanted to make sure. Sometimes you guys want the leads going to a different number, you know? So I just wanted to make sure. All right, awesome. So next step to this, what I'm going to do, I'm going to assign a lead technician to your company. This is the person actually managing your leads, right? So they just want to meet you. They'll go over how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start at that minimum budget, too, like I mentioned. And very, very important, they're going to be able to check and push your application through. Now, even though I'm not your like lead technician, I'm really active in my Google Guaranteed accounts. So what I'm also doing is I'm sending you a text message with my direct line and extension. So when you get a chance, just save that in your phone, okay?
All right.
Let me get this off to you. Here it comes. Okay. Now, before I schedule the appointment, and I'm also going to get the application sent to you via email and via text message, for the one-time application fee, Cody, are we using the same card we have on file for you guys?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. All right, so give me 1 second. Let me just attach Google Guaranteed to your account. So you're going to get an email in just 1 second here. It's going to say your Google Guaranteed campaign has begun. It's going to have a bunch of stuff on there, right? But the main thing is it's going to have the link to the application.
And that's for us to upload, like, insurance license and background checks?
Yes. It's also going to ask for, like, your target area and all that good stuff as well. And remember, on there, you want to put zero field workers. That way, the background check's just on you guys just to kind of speed it up, you know?
All right.
So, let's see. Give me 1 sec. I'm still just attaching it here. All right, let me refresh. All right. when we first started offering this, I used to have to message billing to add all this stuff, you know? And I told my boss, I was like, man, you got to just give me access, you know? Because it would take forever. Sometimes they're, like, busy over there, you know? So I was like, man, just give me that access. All right. So, bam. All right. So it's added. That email is going to come through right now. You're also going to be automatically triggered a text message with the application. And in our current email thread that you and me have, okay, I'm going to also just copy and paste the application there, too, so you can't miss it, you know?
All right.
It's a one-page application, okay, so it's pretty easy. It'll give you, like, step-by-step guide of how to do it, too. Now, I do need to tell you, so about the background check, okay? There's two companies that do the background check. One is Pinkerton, okay? And the other is Evident. If Pinkerton is doing your background check, no other information other than what's on the application is needed, okay? If Evident is doing your background check, they're going to require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license. So just have that with you for the Google Guaranteed onboarding appointment, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. And if we have to do Chris's as well, what we'll do is we'll just trigger him a text or a text that you can forward to him, like whichever's easier, if it ends up being Evident, okay?
All right.
All right. So let's see. Let's jump over here. Okay. So for the Google Guaranteed onboarding appointment, we always like to schedule it at least next day. That way you have time to fill out the application. So what time would work best for you guys tomorrow?
Tomorrow, man, let's see what we got. Let's go with like 5 o'clock tomorrow. Would that work?
That works perfect.
That is Central Standard Time.
Got you. Okay, Central Standard Time, 5 o'clock. All right, give me a second. Okay.
Would that be too late?
No, that's perfect. We actually can even do 5:30. 5:30 is the latest, Central Standard Time.
5 will work,
perfect. All right, so you're going to get an email calendar invite in just 1 second here. It's going to say local/LSA onboarding appointment, okay? Remember, that LSA term, you want to get used to that because that's how the leads are going to come through on your phone.
Okay.
Now, 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to receive an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming, all right? And the way this appointment works is they're going to call you from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call first just to introduce you to the technician, okay?
Alrighty.
All right. So hold on. Let me get this first invite sent. Okay. And then I'll start getting all your notes in here too. Okay. Any questions for me so far?
No, sir.
Okay. So the main thing, you want to get that application filled out as soon as possible. Tomorrow in the onboarding, okay, they're going to let you know if it's Evident or Pinkerton doing the background check. Now, one thing I tell all you guys, okay, so after you're approved, we're not going to automatically charge the lead budget, okay? You're going to get a phone call, email, and text verification, making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. You have to be responsive to those because if you don't give us the thumbs up, they're not going to activate the leads. We want to make sure you're ready to turn your leads on, okay? Does that make sense?
All right. Yes, sir.
Okay, awesome. All right. Congratulations. You're going to absolutely love this, Cody. Look out for that call tomorrow. And, oh, one more thing, too. You want them calling your cell phone, right, for the onboarding?
Yes, sir.
Okay, awesome. All right, so I'll have them call your cell phone for that appointment, and I'm going to get all the notes over to your technician. You want to make sure you get that application done as soon as possible, too. Okay?
All right, man. Sounds good.
All right, brother. Congratulations. I'll talk to you tomorrow. If you have any questions, too, don't hesitate to call me. I'm here for you. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, Cody. Talk to you soon. All right. Bye.
All right.